Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers scores. Berry moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Swift moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first, with Neuhauser covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Groth reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 0-for-1 in the game. LaPon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Al Rosen pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newhouser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Groth bunts towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. Callaway moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepon is walked intentionally. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the mound. Newhouser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.